oral history tape interview with Charles Brown, and the date is April 2nd. No, this is the 3rd. This is the 3rd, 1989. And Mr. Brown has graciously offered to come in and talk to us. The other day, I was talking with you, and you told me something very interesting about the country club. What was it you said now? You were...
Well, when I was born, there was a cottage on the edge of the country club, between where the country club is now and the house next door, 115.
Yes.
Great big white house there.
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't know who lives there now, but...
Well, that was a Charles Rice house way back in the 1700s.
Uh-huh. Well, the people I knew there, name was Lincoln.
Oh, all right.
It was Lincoln. I remember that. As a kid, because...
Yes.
We lived in that little cottage about 10 years. The Pollard farm, we called it.
Yes, the Pollard. And you and I talked about the fact that it was the Raymond farm at one time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe before the Pollards.
I think, yes, it was before the Pollards, yes. Yeah.
But the Pollards decided eventually to sell out because some people in town wanted to start a golf club.
Was it a private club at the time? Or?
Well, more or less, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That was before Bay State purchased it.
Oh, yeah, long before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What year was that?
Well, I would say it must have been 1922, 2022, somewhere like that. Uh-huh. We moved out down further down the street because they wanted to get rid of everybody that was living there. I don't know whether the Pollards lived there for a while after that or not. I think they did.
Uh-huh, before they sold it off.
Yeah.
Was it a farm that...
Most of these, I remember, cattle.
Cattle.
Cattle. I don't remember farming too much. They had, of course, they went all up the top. It must have been apple trees or something there. I don't remember.
Up in there. Well, the old historical name for it is the Turkey Hill, because
yeah.
I guess they used to do shoots and...
Well, rattlesnakes too, I guess.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fine.
So we were told to keep away. There might be some left, but there weren't.
There weren't.
No.
Probably wasn't anything for them to feed on. Did you, do you remember anything about the cattle? Did they milk them? Because
we milked them by hand, I guess, of course, in those days.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is in a great big watering trough, probably as big as this, maybe bigger than this table in the yard.
Oh, my.
Between where the house and there's the barn.
Six. Oh, yes. Now, do you know what happened to the barn, or?
No, it was still there when we moved away.
And that was about 19?
Around 1920s, I guess.
Yeah.
20s.
Uh-huh. Well, that was an interesting start for you. What did your father do?
My father was a plumber.
He was a plumber.
His uncle was George Frazier, who had a plumbing business and a hardware store downtown where Swan Hardware. Now they've got a wallpaper store there now?
Yes, yes.
And, he had that as a hardware store.
Uh-huh.
And George Frazier's wife was my father's aunt.
Oh, all this nice family.
My father and his parents died when he was very young. He came to live with them. He was 7 or 8 years old.
Oh.
And he went to school up on an old school on High Street because that's where the Fraziers lived.
Uh-huh.
And he went with them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And there was a school up on High Street. Oh.
Small school.
A small one. Like a one room where they taught?
Yeah, I suppose they were. Yeah, 1 or 2 rooms.
One,
that's all I remember him telling me.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, he went to the Harvey School, too.
Yes. Yes, because, and then there was another one, the Phillips Street School and the Harvey School. And then there were the schools over on School Street, which is appropriately named, isn't it? Yeah. Did you help your father in his business?
Well, later on, when I got older.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because he took, Mr. Frazier decided to move to retire and go to New Bedford.
Oh.
And he put his money in real estate down there just about the time that the mills down there started to go sour.
Oh, that was an unfortunate move, wasn't it? Where did you go to school now?
I went to Eli Whitney and Harvey.
And Harvey.
And the schools up on School Street.
Uh-huh.
The grammar school and the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Until about the last year, I guess, when we moved downtown to the Ford School.
Yes, which is a lovely building. And of course, now they're using it for the Forbes Municipal.
Yeah.
It is, you know, every once in a while, I look in those windows of that auditorium. What a beautiful auditorium. Stage. And do you remember the little medallion type of paintings, the oval that they had in there?
Yeah.
Mm, Do you remember any of your teachers when you were?
Yeah, Miss, one of my first grade teachers just died a few weeks ago, Mrs. Trank.
Oh, really?
She was a Miss Mullins then.
Uh-huh.
And we kids knew somehow that her husband-to-be was in the service in France. And when he came home, they were going to be married. You know, into the first or second grade, we thought that was wonderful.
Oh, very romantic.
Yeah, but I don't remember, of course, when it happened, but...
Yes, uh-huh.
There was a Miss Black there.
Miss Black. That's not a name I know. Miss Trank, Mrs. Trank I knew. I know her name, yeah. Did you go home for lunch since you worked? You lived close by?
We had to walk.
You had to walk, yeah. You didn't have very far to walk then to come down to
that. Well, we walked from the country club, and then, of course, about the time my second or third grade season, we moved further down the street because the country club bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved down to where the Thumner estate was, further down, great big white house. Now it's about 98. Main Street, no, I guess West Main.
Is that the big...
Across from the...
The high school?
High school, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Big high school, just in the back.
Yes, yes.
I remember the Sumner ladies lived there.
Oh, I was just going to ask you about them. I remember them just a little bit when I came to town.
You came to town young?
No, it was 1958. Yeah. And I remember they were living in the house.
They were poor then.
Yes.
And they were poor then.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful house. Yeah. Just a beautiful house.
But I remember they had a big car and a chauffeur and a Dalmatian dog. And we didn't bother them. My mother made us stay in our own yard, never go over there.
No.
That was the first house we did that had plumbing. The other house up in the parlors, they didn't.
They didn't have... No. Did you have an outhouse?
Had an out, well, it was outhouse. It was part of the house.
Well, it was part of the house, but
and
it was
off.
And
we had our water from a well way up on the hill. Came down by gravity and a lead pipe.
Isn't that interesting?
Sink.
Uh-huh.
And one winter it froze and broke. And
dear.
My father was a plumber. He never got around to fixing it for a long while. My mother had to go to that water and trough on the Pollard farm and bring pails of water back to the family.
You're like the shoemaker whose children had no shoes.
Yeah. That's the way it worked.
And what else do you remember about the early school? Anything in particular?
Well, before we get to the story, I can remember about the big fire downtown.
Oh, well, tell me about that.
Shop, right?
Oh, yes.
Woke up, bring us up on the Pollard Hill. The two of us, we watched the town on fire, the flames. I can remember that, just clear.
Is this, you're talking about the National Straw Works?
Yeah.
Down where Bay State is now?
That
must have been a tremendous inferno. And you went up on the hill?
Yeah, far, where we could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Must have heard it was fire alarms, I suppose.
I imagine.
I remember it was during the night or maybe close to morning. I don't remember too much. I just remember going up there to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what, 1917 or 18?
I wasn't very old.
No, you couldn't have been.
I don't remember much about it.
No.
Except I remember after Mass the next Sunday, you took me down to see the ruins.
Oh, it was horrendous, too. I guess it was something that they never would have been able to control.
No, not the water they had in those days.
No, and the
fire equipment.
And the fire
equipment was all drawn by horses. And the horses were stabled down on Brigham Street.
Oh, and then to get the horses.
They had to bring them to the firehouse.
And the firehouse was over here on where it is now. Because I know it was over underneath the town hall at one time. They had the engines there.
Yeah, that was one where they had just engines, I guess.
Yes.
Carried themselves.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I have seen pictures of them pulling on the staves to take it to the fire. But how about 4th of July or any of that?
I don't remember too much about the 4th of July. I remember one celebration they had at the end of the war, whether it was Armistice Day or the next year when they had the fire trucks out parading to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Took a dummy of the Kaiser up on the arcade block and threw it on the street.
Oh my!
Now, I don't know, it might have been, I don't think it was the day of the Armistice, it couldn't have been, but not looking back.
No, probably a little bit
later, or maybe 4th of July it was done, I remember. But I remember them taking them up there and throwing it off the roof and landing in the street.
Well, the boys wouldn't have been home right away, so maybe they would have waited. Well, the arcade building's an old building,
oh,
too.
Yeah, sure.
And it was the site of the old arcade.
Yeah.
And they just built right on the foundation there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always an interesting story.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first meeting house.
Yeah.
And the shops downtown.
Yeah.
Somebody told me about Winchenbach's store one time.
Yeah.
And you said that the boys and girls used to walk downtown and go in and buy some candy from... Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. For penny candy.
Penny candy.
If we had my mother had a penny to spare.
Yes. Yes.
It was north, and maybe an ice cream cone once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of lunch.
Oh, that's good.
I can remember eating ice cream cones on those steps of the Harvey building with my sister, who was gate behind me.
Uh-huh.
We went down and got an ice cream cone. Came back and ate it there.
Mm-hmm. Was it good ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it was, sure.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't know them, would we?
No.
The real ice cream in those days, it wasn't
that's
artificial.
That's what I mean, all this artificial flavoring and all. Yeah.
I don't remember where we bought it, but I remember seeing myself
sitting on the step.
Yeah, you asked about the school teachers, but I remember them as Cummings and Miss Hastings.
Oh, yes.
The Spales taught there, the Gilmore ladies.
Yeah, the Gilmore sisters.
Martin
yeah.
Alice.
Yeah.
Of course, Miss Fisher, she was the oldest.
Yes, Maddie Fisher.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. taught years ago, I guess, in the schoolhouse down in East Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read, got an old book at home about the town report in 1877, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Told her what they paid the teachers in those days. She was listed about $400 a year.
Right? Isn't that something? I don't know how they survived. And we were talking about the fact that they were in districts
yeah.
at one time, and then there were men that were responsible
yeah.
to get the teacher and get the firewood and be sure
yeah.
they have water and but you didn't go to
went
to the Harvey School, so that must have been very modern then.
Well, 1917, I guess, when mm-hmm. I started school, or
mm-hmm.
whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1910, so I must have been 6 or 7 years old when I started.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. My mother had to get rid of me. 20 other kids at home. We were a large family.
Did you? How many?
Well, at the time, there was five in that car, five or six, I guess.
Oh, my. Do you still have any brothers or sisters
oh,
living?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the oldest of 10 living.
Uh-huh.
And there were 13.
Oh. I know. It was nothing for them to have large families like that, was it?
Yeah. 19 when a little girl died, and my sister Anne was born, and a boy died all within a month.
Oh.
And my mother was sick in bed, and the diapers were piling up in the shed.
Oh.
Remember, I can remember those things.
Oh,
and I can't remember what happened last year, but
it's interesting, isn't it, that time does that to your memory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can remember that sort of thing. What did you do? We were talking. Did you ever go to Chauncey? And
oh, sure, we went to Chauncey.
That was quite a spot. Tell me something about it.
Well, in Chauncey days, we went up. We used to go picking blueberries first.
Mm-hmm.
To downtown and sell them, where we could get from 4 or 5 quarts of blueberries up at Taggart's.
Oh, at McTaggart's Orchard?
Yeah.
There were blueberries up there?
Blueberries up in those hills, lots of them.
Oh.
Just for a bucket in no time.
Great. And they were so good.
Yeah.
They're better than what we have now.
10 or 15 cents a quart we'd sell them for, house to house, and then have a little money for
to
ice
go over
cream,
to Chauncey?
Then walk to Chauncey and walk home afterwards.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Come home and do whatever chores we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Probably get killing ready for the stove before they had old burners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go to the box shop and buy a big bundle of killing, 10 cents. Take it, chop it up, stove length.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And that was real handy, wasn't it?
It
we
was.
Had a lot of industry,
yeah.
didn't we?
Bartlett's box was down in, well, it was part of the end of the Bay State building is now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big box factory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finally, they take the lumber and then, you know, and
make boards
out of it
and
the edges
yeah.
came off with the kindling they sold in bunks.
Yeah, we used to call those splints, your little splints, and then you could break those up
well,
over your knee.
Sometimes, but some of them heavy enough
some
to chop the hatchet.
Well, that's, yeah, yeah. And for 10 cents a box or a bundle or...
It's a bundle.
You know, always the kindling. And by that time, you had indoor plumbing, so you didn't have to carry the water.
Oh, in that house, yeah. But
yeah.
then we moved out of there down on Cedar Street, another house without indoor plumbing.
Oh. That, I think that's an interesting area with cedar and spruce and pine and, what else is there?
We might have had plumbing on the street, but we didn't have it.
You didn't have it.
Further down the street.
Those houses all are pretty much alike. There seems to be historically that one man built them, Otis Vinton, and at one time they called it Vintonville.
Yeah, I remember that.
No. Well, I think that was before.
Some houses on Beach Street were built by the bicycle shop.
Yeah, the Humber?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thought it was sold.
Yeah. And then you went on from there, and you graduated, you went through school, all through school here. Now, and then what, you went and apprenticed with your father?
I went to work with my father, went to trade school nights.
Oh.
Couple of years, got my license.
Uh-huh. Where was the trade school?
Worcester.
In Worcester? We didn't have.
Town paid for it.
Huh? The town paid for it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like they do now for Assabette, they pay for that.
Well, they did for day, did for nights too.
Uh-huh. But you went nights?
Nights.
You had a busy day.
Two nights a week all winter.
You had a busy day.
Well, we, busy and then some, the business wasn't too good either. Getting the depression days.
I was just going to say, was this in the late twenties and early thirties?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the depression. Did that really affect Westboro tremendously? Do you feel it?
I think so. I think it must have. They gave free food, but my father was in business and he couldn't get it. They fancied, I remember, pruned and beans, you know, they give away. But my father was a businessman. He wouldn't know you.
No,
no. Our neighbors could get plenty, so we shared.
Oh, well, that's nice. Did you have a garden or anything? Did your father?
No,
your mother?
No, not a, just a small one in the backyard.
In the back, yeah. There isn't much land with most of those houses down in that area. And then you went into business after you'd gotten your license.
I stayed with my father and I went to I went to work at the state hospital up in Worcester for a year.
What did you do up there?
Plumbing.
The plumbing? Oh.
Then I heard in 1938 there was an opening in Whitensville.
Mm-hmm.
Whitensville, you know, owned the whole village.
Oh, the Whitens, yes.
Machinery.
Yes. So you did you go to work for Whiten?
I went to work for Whitens and, you know, commuted back
mm-hmm.
and forth.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a car or did you go
not
on the
right
trolley?
Away. There was other people working there from
oh.
time, so I went with them.
So you shared?
Bought a car. Yeah. That was after I was married, so I bought a car.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. When did you get married?
We married 50 years this last December.
Oh, was it?
1938.
Was she a local girl?
Yeah. Well, she, my wife moved to town in 1923. Mm-hmm. Running out of tape, are we?
No, no.
My father bought a farm up on Warren Street, and she came. And she was going to Holy Name High School in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
She was there for 2 years, and when she came here, she had to go to work.
Oh.
She worked in a hat shop, then at Mason's Tape Factory.
What hat shop?
The one that was, ones that burnt down years ago on Grove Street.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I know where those were.
Next to the chew shops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They burned, too.
Not long. She went to the tape shop. They paid better, I guess.
Did they?
And it went out of your hands. She ran a tape, silk loom.
Oh, a silk loom. And that's the one on Milk Street you're speaking of that's still standing?
No, it's torn down now. It's vacant lot now.
No.
Mason's Tape Shop.
That's right. It was next door to the what's Polyform now. And Mr. Chase is going to build a little complex of stores there. You know, we voted for that at town meeting to change the zoning.
Yeah.
But how do you feel? I look at it and I think, well, maybe it would be better if we didn't have that vacant lot.
Yeah, it would be. Make a little park out of it, though.
That was my, I would love
I
to have
seen.
No
stores.
I think so, too. I, you know, there are so many now.
After building, it's supposed to be a hotel, was still, I don't think, completed yet. And that one down the South Street is so expensive looking, still looks like empty.
I know.
So, what the story is, but whether people are running out of money or whatever it is.
I guess the market is not good for real estate or development at this time, but I'm not sure. Well, you've seen a great deal of development in Westboro, though.
Yeah, I worked at White Machine for 35 years until I retired.
Mm-hmm. You did their plumbing in there? And
I was one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they owned a big lot of houses, you know, so they sold them off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they the family estates up on Hill Street.
Oh, I know those. Yes. They have a beautiful library in Whitensville that the Whitens built.
Yeah.
And all kinds of gorgeous
woods. We took care of them too, the library plumbing and the Congregational Church.
Did the Whitens belong to the Congregational Church?
Something, I guess they owned it.
They must have, huh? Yeah.
What didn't they, I guess, belong to the Presbyterian?
And World War II, were you in the service in World War II?
No.
No?
I don't like it. They call me a essential civilian in my report, whatever that meant. But I had three children, and I was working for a war factory.
Oh, well, then that was...
There's plenty of them working there. I had one in the service.
Mm.
And somehow I got passed by.
Did any of your children go into the plumbing business?
No.
No? No, what happened?
My oldest son's a chemical engineer.
Oh.
So he says he's partly a plumber.
Partly a plumber. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Northeastern.
Mm-hmm.
And he was to Tech for 3 years. He's got a degree, doctorate. Mm-hmm. Now he's going back to school at Tufts University to get some more degrees.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
He wants to know about the medical end, I guess, of chemical engineering, because I understand it.
Well, I guess they do have that they work on now. What did your daughter do?
Well, my oldest daughter is a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She's working at housekeeping. She's got three children. Lives in Maine. So doesn't have any trouble for nursing.
No.
Got another doctor who's a laboratory technician that has to state, part-time, because she has a family, too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And another son has worked as a school teacher in Princeton, Maine. He has exceptional children. He teaches.
Oh, yes.
People are learning difficulty.
Yes, that's a very sensitive field.
The younger son is in Pittsfield. He's a printer. He's a print shop.
Oh, well, what a diversified family. Yes. But they grew up and went to school here.
Well, they went to St. Mary's in Milford High School.
Well,
all my children.
Yes.
Grade school here.
Yeah, they went to grade school. Uh-huh. Did you ever ride on the trolleys?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
On the trolleys. We used to get on the trolley in front of our old houses on Main Street and go to Grafton and change from Milford, where my mother's parents lived.
Mm-hmm.
Visit there for Sunday.
The trolleys were, you could go most anywhere.
Yeah.
I know when Glenn Parker wrote his book about the cornfield meet with the trolleys, and they went to Upton, and they went to Grafton, and they went to Marlborough, and it was quite a network of trolley.
Hopkinton too.
Yes, in Hopkinton.
Hopkinton went out of business when the big ice storm around 1921.
Yes.
They
put lines down.
Line down. They think it wasn't worth putting it back up again.
Yes. Well, and down here was the car barn where Tufts Machinery is, which is not Tufts Machinery now.
No.
I don't even know. Do you know? They make something.
I don't know who they are.
It's a Chinese family. They make something or other.
Yeah. They still seem to be doing a lot of business.
I guess so.
A lot of cars parked there.
What did you do in the winter when you were younger, not when you started to work in Whitensville? Did you ever skate on Chauncey or Hockamonka?
Not so much Chauncey, but there was he skated on Blake Street.
Down
below the Episcopal Church. That was a nice skating place in there.
Oh.
That's most of the place. I didn't skate much.
No.
The other kids did.
Did you do any belly whopping on your
sleds? We did.
The flexible flyer?
Up on the Turkey Hill,
They're still doing that.
Yeah. Down on Ruggles Street.
Come down Ruggles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ruggles Street Hills, where the high school playgrounds are now. There was hills there to slide on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else do you remember about your schooling? Anything in particular besides your teachers?
I went to sixth grades here in Eli Whitney Harvey. This student I see, I remember the teachers there. When I got to the Harvey School, Miss Devon was a teacher there, and there was a man teacher. Can't quite remember his name, but he taught there for a couple of years before we went to high school.
Is that reading, writing, and arithmetic type of thing, or did you have
everything? Music.
Geography? Oh, he had music?
Yeah. Had music all the way through.
That's nice. Did you ever, no, let's see, what was her name?
Mrs. Andrews.
Yes.
Before that, she had, what was her single name? She was not married when I remember, the early grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the teacher one day said, no, she's no longer Miss, what's her name? She's Mrs. Andrews.
Mrs. Andrews.
You say, good morning, Miss Andrews. And she came in.
Yes.
And she put out a little whistle.
Oh, no. A whistle?
A little teeny, you know, to get you in tune.
Oh, what a pitch pipe. Yes. Yes. I guess you like that from the way you're telling me about it.
It was fun. I wasn't the most singer. I just sit back and listen to the other to make the motions. I never knew the difference. A lot of us.
Oh, dear. Did you ever do any plays or anything when you were in school? I never heard.
I guess they did, but I don't remember.
You don't remember any. Recollection of
Mrs. Fisher's room, they had a store where you learned how to buy groceries.
Oh, that's...
And make the change.
Yeah, so you could learn about the money and all. That's interesting that they did that. So.
And that's where we had our spelling classes to learn how to spell correctly.
Yeah.
All around the room, you know.
Oh, like a spelling bee?
That's usually the first one down.
Well, to this day, I have to go and find the dictionary often to find out. So, and were you active in the Grange or
no.
The Knights of Columbus or?
I joined it for a few years. I was active, but then I wasn't anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of organizations in Westboro, though. They had the Old Timers.
I taught Christian doctrine from the church for about 15 years. Uh-huh. After reorganized, we got all the ladies and men teachers for
mm-hmm.
boys.
Mm-hmm. Which is probably a good idea.
Right. I think I guess they. Handle discipline about it, but some of the old ladies just didn't like it. Best name, O'Reilly. Miss O'Reilly.
Miss O'Reilly? Wasn't Miss O'Reilly, she was a trustee of the library, or she...
Not these O'Reillys.
Not these O'Reillys?
No, they lived in Water Street.
It wasn't Judge O'Reilly's?
No.
That was
Judge Riley.
Judge Riley. That's correct, because... The clock that we have in the local history room here, where you and I are today, was given in memory of him.
Yeah.
And he was a trustee.
Yeah.
Did you ever come to the library?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
I was able to read. I was in the library.
Oh, good for you. Well, I know I see you all the time now, so I figured that probably you would.
For years I wasn't, but now that my wife has to have the large print, I come often, and she feels like feels able to get out. She comes and picks out her room.
Yes, I've seen her. And you've been married 50 years. Isn't that wonderful? And those children and all. What did you do? We were talking about recreation. It sounds as if you spent most of your time pumping water and filling the kidlands.
No, we played ball, you know, in the fields around.
Yeah. A lot different.
Pick up games. You know.
A lot different than it is now, because back then, now, you know, they have all these teams and all these competition. Do you think you had more fun?
We had fun, I guess.
No, I mean than the boys now, where they're so serious about their league. And
I don't know. My kid got into the little leagues, and only the oldest one lasted a couple of years. The other didn't want it at all.
No.
He got in scouts.
Oh, yes.
And they wanted to go hunting and fishing.
Did you go?
I went with them, but I didn't care much about it.
You didn't?
To take them fishing, and I'd sit in my car and read while they fished. Horns.
Well, fishing is... Fishing is one of those things I think you really have to.
Yeah.
My father fished and loved it.
Yeah. I never cared for fish to eat, so I never cared about catching.
Oh, well then, see now, you should have had a little pan fried trout and it might have changed your mind.
Yeah, well, I guess I did once in a while.
Yeah.
I guess I'm more or less allergic to fish anyway.
Well, then that was a good idea, not to eat it. Oh, right.
The iodine in it is not too good for me.
Yeah. And I was wondering if you recalled any of the other organizations or groups or societies
When we were kids, we weren't particularly welcome in the Boy Scouts, for some reason or other. The boys in my church, they were the other side of the other side of the fence for quite a few years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that would be a problem. I thought the Scouts would...
Wouldn't lie. Well, we felt we weren't anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to meet in where there's an old building where the savings bank is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Scouts have upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store on the bottom. I guess when Mr. Reed got interested in all that change.
You mean Dr. Reed?
Yeah.
It changed.
He got everybody in.
He got everybody. I have a great deal of admiration for Dr. Reed because he did so much for the history of his town and writing it and researching it and documenting it. We depend on. Can you tell me what he looked like?
Oh, yeah. He was kind of middle height. Mm-hmm. Big.